Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tolos, could you imagine yourselves? Just close your eyes, unless you're driving. Don't close your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Pull over, or just close your eyes mentally with your actual eyes open, if that makes sense.
How do you do that?
Pretend.
Let me try.
Just pretend. Daydream.
Okay.
Drift for a moment and picture yourself with three of your buddies in Las Vegas with $5,000 a pop in your pocket, totaling $20,000. And being there to enjoy the ultimate experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships, that could be you, Tolos. And we're making it super easy. The Slam Dunk in Vegas contest from the Fan Upstate and Odyssey, this national contest, all you have to do if you want to enter this thing is download the free Odyssey app. If you've already got it, sweet, you're good to go. Create an account. You can use your Facebook or your Gmail, or a lot of different ways that you can log right in and start listening to the Fan Upstate. Listen for an hour a day, and you will be entered into this contest. You're already listening to us, whether you're driving, whether you're sitting in your house listening to us, however it is you like to listen. Just do it on the free Odyssey app, and you could score a trip to Vegas. Wouldn't that be sweet?
And if you still have your eyes closed, you can keep them closed, and you can just listen to the ambiance of the machines in the background.
That's the sound poker, of winning.
The slots.
The addiction.
The gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that do to you right now?
It makes me want to go. it makes me want to, like, explore a casino floor and see what all is there. That's what it makes
just
me want to do.
Walk around and look at every... Are you one of those that walk around and look at every machine before you play it?
No, I don't do slots.
Okay, that's smart.
I avoid them entirely because I don't understand them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to play something that I don't understand. I don't really understand how to play blackjack or how to play poker or how to, you know, play roulette either. But I understand that, like, they'll help me out a little bit if
you
I need
pull
to.
Pull that thing down, though,
that's
right?
What I want to do. I want to pull the old-fashioned lever, and you don't see those anymore. It's just like crappy video games.
Pull
like,
the lever.
When I was in New Mexico, there was a slot machine just called Puppies. That's all it was.
I like Buffalo Gold. I love Buffalo Gold. As soon as you play it, it yells, Buffalo!
My father-in-law plays Kronos all the time.
Never heard of it.
And he wins on Kronos constantly.
It's a slot?
Yeah.
Really?
But like I said, he's the one who will put in like $20 and just play $20 a hand
instead
of playing like the $1.50 a hand. But so he has a better chance of winning. Anyway, Tolos, sign into the free Odyssey app, start streaming the Fan Upstate, and you could win the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. We'll send you out there for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. You and three friends, each with $5,000 in your pocket. We'll get you round-trip airfare and accommodations for the ultimate experience. Jump in, and you could have yourself a good time.
Let's
for
go.
The college basketball championships. Cole, speaking of a good time, we spent a lot of time when we first got on the air together, a little less than a year ago, talking about this story because it was massive.
It was great
every
for us, wasn't it?
Day.
God.
There were new developments in the Shohei Ohtani, Ipe Mizuhara, stealing, gambling, theft, / cover up. I mean, it feels like there's a movie coming about this one day, right?
And I'll tell you this, you're right. It did happen as soon as we started the show. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. I hope it happens again because it gave us tremendous content for about 2 months when it's normally dead.
Maybe. Who is it? The NBA player who's in hot water for some irregularities.
Yeah.
Yes.
Used to be in Charlotte.
We've been hearing the Sports Flash talking about this guy. Yeah. So this story continues, though, Cole. Ipe has been in court, and he is due for sentencing here in a week.
Okay.
And he has been going through his plea deal and all the investigations, Cole, and he's still selling that sob story like, I was in deep gambling debt and I needed money, so I stole from my friend and blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. Well, it turns out that is 98% BS. We can't say that word on radio, even though somehow Donald Trump got away with saying it live on television yesterday.
You can say what you want unless you're local radio.
Yeah, well, when you're the president, who's going to come after you?
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. Or Pat McAfee.
That's true. Well, he's on cable. He's not on live radio. Not subject, I guess, to FCC. Or ESPN has just said, you know what? It's worth
it.
Let's pay the fines.
Right.
So the court investigations are, the information's starting to come out about everything that Ipe, all the excuses that he's given. And the prosecution ain't buying it, Cole.
Mm.
They ain't buying it. So what Ipe wants is to have the 5-year sentence that the prosecutors are seeking reduced down to 18 months. And you're thinking, all right, well, maybe he just made some mistakes. You know, he got in deep. He had the sharks coming after him all the time. And he did something crazy, right?
That's a 42-month reduction,
yeah.
by the way.
Well, again, prosecutors not buying it. They're saying that he was, Ipe said he was remorseful and blamed the crime on what he called a, quote, longstanding addiction to gambling, in which he frequented casinos 4 to 5 times a week, which you say would be awesome and a lot of fun. But prosecutors have doubled down on their sentencing recommendation, saying that there was no evidence whatsoever of longstanding addiction other than Ipe's self-serving and uncorroborated statements to the psychologist that he hired for the purposes of his sentencing. The prosecutor said, all defendants claim to be remorseful at the time of sentencing. They're all remorseful, but are they really sorry for what they did, or are they sorry that they got caught? And they're putting Ipe in the second category here.
You know what? Tell me if I'm wrong here. Does it sound like they were trying to use, you know how when somebody commits a crime or I hate to say this, but what kills someone, right? When they try to use the excuse of, and it's not, by the way, it's not always an excuse. Sometimes it's legit.
A reason
as to why they did that. They had a mental issue from, you know, they've been struggling with a mental issue for the past 15, 20 years that they never got help with. To me, that's what it sounds like. To me, he said, well, look, I've had this issue. So because I've had this gambling issue, that should negate, you know, 42 months.
So
why is that valid?
So, there's something there in certain scenarios, Cole, but in there, Ipe acts like this was all going to be a he said, she said investigation, and that no one was going to follow the money or follow the paper trail on how he got to where he got to the point where he was embezzling the kind of money that he was embezzling.
Yeah.
Prosecutors say that their investigation found, quote, only minimal evidence of Mizuhara's past legal gambling, stated that they had looked at more than 30 casinos across the country, and that only evidence was found the defendant spending $200 at the Mirage Casino in one weekend in 2008.
Mm.
So there goes the I'm addicted to gambling, I'm in the casinos all the time.
Yep.
They also found that Ipe registered for a FanDuel account in 2018, but never placed a bet on the website. You would think a gambling addict would have an account and actually gamble, but he didn't. He, in 2023, started betting on DraftKings, but he had already stolen millions of dollars from Shohei before starting his DraftKings account. So this whole story of I was in deep, I was broke, I needed the money is slowly unraveling when they go back and start looking at the paper trail.
You know what's bad, and I hate to be this guy, but he could have got away with it. If it weren't for, what was it, March when all this broke last year,
mm-hmm.
Diesel? If it weren't for the what do they call it, the straw that broke the camel's back, per se, He could be in the wind just like anybody else who's been in a similar situation. Look, what is he has? He's requested an 18-month prison sentence. Mm-hmm. Is 18-month prison sentence is a sentence like that to that degree? Is that deserving for someone who has committed the crime that he has? I don't think it's anywhere close. I don't think it's anywhere multiply 18 by 18, and then we might be getting somewhere. This is not a slap on the wrist. This is not a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. You knew what you were doing the whole time. It wasn't a mistake. He knew what he was doing. And, oh, by the way, he stole from the guy he worked for. Like, what Shohei should be pressing charges more than anybody else. I don't think he is, but he should be. Again, they might still be, there might be some love there. And I don't know if they're still buddies or not. But
to quote Joe Pesci in My Cousin Vinny, but wait, there's more. There's more to this story, Cole. There were times when Ipe was embezzling money from Shohei, where he stole $40,000 out of his bank account. But bank records at the time show that Ipe had $35,000 in his checking account. So if you've got $35,000 in your checking account, why are you stealing $40,000 from Shohei to pay off a gambling debt? You've got all but $5,000 of what you owe to somebody.
That'd be the smart thing.
But. Right. So he could have used his own money to pay his bookie back, but he chose to steal from Shohei Ohtani. Right. That's where they're going down with this, Cole. And this could go on and on and on. It's a long, long article with a lot of great information in here, Cole. But there were times when he had up to $195,000 in his checking account that he could have used to pay off bookies, but he didn't. It was $195,000 legitimate dollars, money that he had made legitimately working for the Dodgers and working for Shohei, but he chose not to. Records also state that Ipe loaned him a car or gave him a car, so he didn't have a car payment. It also shows that he had no outstanding loans and that Ipe was paying for, or that Shohei was paying for Ipe's apartment rent. So Ipe Mizuhara was living literally rent-free. No rent, no car payment, no loans, no nothing.
Get it made.
He was stealing money from Shohei intentionally to pay back debts rather than using his legitimately gotten gains.
Isn't greed a terrible thing? Isn't it a terrible thing? And that's what it is here. Texter says, I never believed with all the lawyers, agents, etc., managing Ohtani's billion-dollar career that an interpreter could just steal millions without knowledge. And we talked about that a lot, right? How Shohei didn't know, in air quotes. Texter also says from the 809, no way Pete Rose needed a fall guy like that. 923 says Ohtani is guilty, should be investigated and kicked out of baseball. Oh, that comes from Dewey. Kicked out of baseball, of course. Let's see. Texter says it may take 20 years after Ohtani is done playing, but eventually it'll come out that he took the fall for Ohtani. See, I think that's the intriguing part of the story.
That's the conclusion we came to last year, was that all of this is a cover-up to cover up Shohei's gambling.
And how freaking juicy would that be, right? Like, I'm not saying I would hope it happens.
Most famous baseball player in the world.
In the game, the best player in the game right now. And again, to the texter's point from the 419, it may take 20 years. Hey, it may take 30 years, Diesel. Who knows? I wish it would take like one, right, for our sake, because how great would that be to talk about for an entire, year, you name it. But if somehow, some way, if that were true, then all of a sudden how the narrative would change on this poor Ipe. I mean, wouldn't it be bad for us to have been sitting here scrutinizing him?
At this point, Cole, you would think that after a federal investigation went through its process, if there was a smoking gun somewhere, they would have found it. Right?
And you would think if this dude had a set of you-know-what, he'd say, all right, enough of this. Enough of this jail time. Enough of these, these court cases. He did it. I'm the cover-up.
Right.
I'm
the fall guy. I'm not the one you want. He's the one you want.
Y'all need
because
to be.
Because you would find a text message, an email, something, a wire transfer with a signature on it, something that proves Shohei did wrong to get into this situation because I'm sorry, Cole. Like, I've watched a whole lot of heist movies and crime movies. Somebody always slips up, right? Somebody always makes a mistake. Somebody always makes the phone call from their cell phone rather than the pay phone, all those kinds of things. So you would think that, like, unless Shohei Ohtani is a literal criminal mastermind on top of being one of the most elite baseball players in the world, if he was guilty of this, they would have found some evidence at this point. Texter says Shohei is guilty. Okay, based on what, Texter? What do you think, what evidence to you says that Shohei is guilty? My theory, Cole, right now, and I always like to have a working theory, right? I don't like to have a set in stone. This is what I believe. I think Shohei is incredibly naive. I think he got rich, like really rich, and just said, okay, I'm going to let my financial institution handle my finances. My job is to go swing a baseball bat and throw the ball 98 miles an hour. Well, I'm going to let somebody else handle this. I'm not going to look at it. I don't want to be involved with the finance side of things.
Yeah. It could be. I'll tell you why. It is not uncommon, Diesel, for someone of this stature and this level of fame and fortune to never see their bank account.
I mean, where's the fraud alert? Like, if he's got Chase or
but
Wells
he doesn't
Fargo.
Have an, he, I would bet he doesn't even have the app on his phone. Is what I'm saying. I'm telling you, when you get that rich, man, you don't even know. I've heard athletes and singers and artists talk about it. They don't even know who they bank with, right? They just know it goes somewhere, and anytime they use their card, it's going to work. JD on the YouTube stream. Good to see you in the stream. JD says that whole hockey game. That whole hockey game video with Ohtani and Ippe talking about gambling was the red flag for me. That's true. I forget about that. We did talk about that last year, but you're right. Definitely red flags, more red flags than anything else.
I know that I don't know if you ever watched a show called Entourage. It was about a rich young actor with his buddies, right? In this show, I assume this is fairly realistic. He's an actor who didn't even carry a wallet. He walked over to a dealership, like a Ferrari dealership or a Porsche dealership, said, I want that one. Call my financial guy. Yeah. He'll pay for it.
That happens, man. Like, it's hard to imagine, but it happens. It really does. Diesel coming up next. Tolo's coming up next as well. What a genius marketing idea that this one guy had when it comes to the NFL and how his book is now at the top of the Amazon's best sellers. We'll get into that next.